Help! Help me! Help me, please!
If you want to help yourself, be yourself, and grow, then look no further, because you're here. Personal Development Unplugged.
Personal development unplugged. Hi, for those who are new to the PDU, Personal Development Unplugged, I want to give you a quick explanation about what it's like. If you're not new to this, just speed up for about a minute, 30 seconds, and it'll be over. But here I am, it's Paul Clough. I'm a master hypnotist, a hypnotherapist, I'm an NLP trainer, I do all sorts of brilliant stuff with the mind to get you feeling the way you want to feel. And it's my job here, or the job I'm interested in, is to make things simple, because I think this genre of personal development has been made far too blooming complicated. So as Einstein says, or said, because he's not here anymore, in simplicity there's genius. So it's my aim to break down all the difficult stuff into simple, easy steps and teach you how you can improve your life, develop your life, and live it with passion. Okay, so that's what it's all about. Enjoy, please do, and think about subscribing and things like that. Okay, so let's get on with the show. Okay, so here's the heads up. What he's going to be talking about today, it's all about memories and being able to change them. Changing bad memories into things that are, well, they're okay and they happened in the past. And also how to create memories that get even stronger and better, so when you remember them, you feel brilliant. And talks all about that. He meanders a bit, as he always does. He has a couple of funny voices, which are not funny. But bear with me. Or bear with him, rather. Because I think you'll find it interesting. I hope that tells you what it's all about. Dive in and enjoy. Oh, you might even take notes in your Jenny journal. See you now. Hey, how we doing? How we doing, everybody? And I wanted to talk today about memories. And memories in a particular way, because, you know, we all have them, don't we? We all have memories. And the weirdest thing, well, is it that weird? Think about it. It's easy to find the bad ones, isn't it? You know, if I ask you to find a bad memory, you could go, oh, there's that, and there's that, and there's that, and that. But then ask for a good one. And that comes to be a little bit, or becomes harder to find sometimes. And there really should be no reason why one should be harder than the other. And I think, now I don't know if this is true, but I think it's sort of true. You see, we have fight and flight. That's hardwired in our neurology. And therefore, if something happens and we need to either fight or flee, bam, we don't even think about it. Unconsciously, we react. All part of this reptilian brain we have from back in the old saber-toothed tiger days and things like that, and Fred Flintstone. But the thing is, we're not in that day and age anymore. So we don't need bad memories to keep us on our toes, because that's what I think they do. It's your unconscious mind being able to say, well, you know, good things will happen, but just to make sure the bad things don't happen, remember this, remember that, and getting that bad feeling. So you know what type of feelings you don't want. And that to me is a real bummer. It really is, because there's no need for it anymore. You know, yes, we have memories, good, bad, or indifferent. They are only blooming memories. And you see, when you think about it again, do we really remember what actually happened? Or do we have access to that memory of how it actually happened in the now, when it was now in the past, if that makes sense? Because the answer is probably no, not at all. And I'll tell you for why in a minute. But you see, let's just think how a memory is formed. Because a memory is formed effectively by doing something right now. And then as time moves by, if time exists at all, it becomes a memory. But the thing is, we don't even see what's out there or access what's out there. The reality. Your reality is different to my blooming reality. You see, because what happens is something happens. Say an event happens. You and I are both in this blooming event. And you see, it comes into us through our five senses. And if you've got any more, those as well. So the visual, the auditory, what you hear, kinesthetic, what you feel, gustatory and olfactory, taste and smell. Now, your body then deletes, distorts, and really just changes all those, generalizes is the other one, those memories. It filters all the things that are coming into you. And then it filters again in those three types of ways, but with your attitudes, your beliefs, your values, your experiences of the past. And it's basically, this is all part of the NLP communication model. Something happens, you take it through your senses, and with all these filters, then somehow you get this, I call it an internal representation. It's that picture you make in your mind, in your head, you know, the things you see, the voices, the sounds, the sights, and that internal voice you get with it. And from that, you get a state. It's like an emotion. They're all intertwined. And then you get some physiology out of that as well. So you'll be in a different way. We all know if you think of someone being depressed, you think of someone being hunched over, looking down, moving rather slothfully, I think that's a word, you know, as opposed to if you thought about someone who's happy and excited, you know, they'll be bouncing around like Billy Whiz. So there's a different physiology. And when you put them all together, you get a behavior, a reaction, the thing you do. And then you remember it. So that's an event. And that's what I say. Your memories of the same thing is different to my memories of that same thing, because I've got different filters, different values, different beliefs, different experiences, different attitudes, personality profiles, all that stuff. And so even the things that we think we're experiencing, we really aren't. And the other thing is, I heard the other day, is we don't actually see through our eyes that much. What happens is light and things come through your eyes, and your mind then like makes sense of the world outside to the world that it has inside. So what you've experienced before, and the same like these filters, and I'm sure it's like the biological filters or biological explanation of those filters as opposed to the NLP version. So biologically, NLP, it happens. So even though, I mean, you ask anybody, if you're both watching something, and then if someone was to ask you what happened, then ask the other person what happened, you get two different explanations of the same blooming thing, you know. So are we really experiencing memories when we access those memories how they really were? Well, obviously the answer is completely no. And the thing is, you can change them. You can change these things. I mean, there's a process I do with all my clients, and I actually do it in the anxiety course I'm producing, is coming out shortly, is how we can think of a memory that had a bad feeling. Maybe out of 10, we start off with a 4 or 5 out of 10, 10 being the worst. And we change the modalities and the submodalities, or the way that feeling moves in our body, and all the qualities of that feeling, the bad feeling. And we change it in such a way that then when we go back through that memory again, it, instead of being a 4 or a 5 or a 6, it becomes a 0. And the result could have been different. And then once we've done that, we can actually go higher and higher and higher and keep knowing that we can go through an old memory with a different feeling and it changes. Well, if that's the case, we can then change memories. But also think about this. If you're feeling good and happy about life, and you begin to access a memory that's not quite so good in the past, it doesn't become quite as good, or it's not quite as bad as it was, because you're in a different state. Yet if you're in a down state and you think of that same memory, that memory gets worse. So really now, it's the state you're in which affects the way you remember. Now what a wonderful skill that is. And this is like, I call it, I always have to think about what is the meta view or the meta thing, the thing above what I'm trying to have like an umbrella over all of this. And this is really just to recognize our own personal skills, and not only recognize them, but then think to ourselves, where could I use this for the good of man? No, the good of you. And there are so many different ways. And here's, I'm going to tell you one or two. You see, I can remember the bad times in my life, and I've talked a little bit about them. And at the time, they weren't good at all. And a few weeks after, they still weren't that good. And maybe a few months after, they still weren't that good. And some people then may say, well, Paul, time's a healer. I even heard some stupid thing saying that if you have a marriage or a relationship or whatever, for every year you're together, it takes something like 18 months to get over it. I don't know if it was 18 months, 12 months, or 6 months, whatever it was. I'm sure it was something really big. And when I thought of that, I thought, Jesus Christ, I'm going to be ancient by the time I get over my stuff, if that was true. And it's not, because I've done a lot of work on myself, and it's the work that I've done on myself was enabling me to look at those memories now and go, yeah, it was bad in the past, but that's not now. I've learned from that. And that's the key, isn't it? You see, time is a healer. My ass, it's not a healer. But learning is the healer. See, when you consciously and, more importantly, unconsciously learn from those experiences in the past, especially those significant emotional events of the past, then that's when that negative emotion disappears and the memories become, it was bad then. So we can do so many different things, because I don't like to leave you in the lurch by saying, okay, Paul, you've said time's not a healer and learning is the healer. What can I do about it? And some people would leave you there dangling with anticipation. But not me, not Uncle Paul. You see, one of the things we could do, if the way we feel right now affects how we think about an old memory, then obvious thing to do is change your state. Change your state before you think about it. Now, how do you do that? Well, I've told you so many times. I mean, on the FMQs, I think it's number 63. It says, don't live your life like it's your last. And we talk about living that day as if it's your first day. And you've got so much curiosity. You're interested in so many things. Wow. If you lived every day like that, what are you doing? You're creating wonderful memories and also creating wonderful states. There's also FMQ 50. Let's feel different right now. Changing your state in an instant. And you see, that's the whole point. One of the things we can, if we have bad memories, or memories, because they're not bad, and they're not good. Some are more pleasant than others, I think, to feel like. But if you have some that are unpleasant, that don't give you a good feeling, then you can do, change your state in an instant, to put yourself in a resourceful state. If you have to go back into that memory, when you go back into it in a different state, it will be different. And you can learn and you can see it from a different perspective. So what a great thing to be able to do. But the other thing is, why don't we just set our intention? How do you want to feel? Because if you can create wonderful nows, this very present moment, the memories will become pleasant memories. But also because you feel good in the moment, when you think about those good memories, they get better. So think of setting your intention how you want to feel through the day or a particular thing, and then change the way you feel. Go through the day and then reflect on that day. Before it becomes a long and distant memory, reflect on it. Was it the way you wanted? What can you learn from it? You see, we're already then learning from memories before they become distant memories. So we learn from it, reflect on it. And if you wanted to, because we can, what would happen if you said, well, if I had done it this way, it would have been better. And then imagine it being the way you wanted it to be. In some ways, you're changing that memory, aren't you? Because you're learning from it. You're getting better feelings from it, how it could be. And you're also pre-teaching your unconscious mind how you want it to be in the future. And if it's how you want it to be in the future becomes a now, then you're creating great memories for the past. Does that make sense? Of course it does. Now, also, if you think to yourself in the moment, oh, changing state, I can't do that right now, and I can't remember. Here's a real simple tip. Because as we say here in the PDU, in simplicity, there's genius. Now, here's a simple thing. If a memory gets on your wick and it really is annoying you because it keeps coming back and it's not making you feel good, here's one thing you could do. As the memory comes in and you start to see it, push it away. Push it away and make it smaller and darker as you push it away. And the further it goes away, because you can do this really easy, just with your mind, go, oh, go away. Push it further away and watch it go away. Watch it go across to the other side of the room. And if you wanted to imagine it go through the door and out the window or wherever, going further away and further away. And the further away it goes, the smaller it gets, the darker it gets. Now, some people will just have it just like a little pinhead. So you can't even see what's in that memory anymore. You just know it's dark and small and so far away. And you'll notice that any negative emotions attached to that will have disappeared. And what some people do, they push it so far away that it suddenly disappears. And the feeling disappears too. And you can do that easy and effortlessly. So if something keeps annoying you in that way, push it further away. Smaller, darker, smaller, darker, smaller, darker. So it's so small you can't see it. And then just say, lock it in place like that. Now, that's a skill, isn't it? And as we said, with my little meta description or the umbrella, recognizing skills and thinking how we can use them. So how can we use that skill? Okay, we use it to push memories away and like dissociate it, dissociate from the feelings by pushing it that far away. But how can we use that type of skill in another way? Don't worry, got your back covered. When you think of a good memory or a medium type memory, but good memories are better because I really want to ramp up the feeling. As you think about it, bring it a little closer. Make it bigger. And as it gets bigger, make it even more intense, more richer in colour. Have the sounds become 5.2 or 5.1 Dolby sound, surround sound that just comes from the top, the bottom, the sides, everything. And as that picture wraps around you, feel the feelings of being there right now. And I haven't got a thing for that, a noise thing, but turn it up as if you had a volume button, but this is a feeling button. So as you turn up the feelings, get that picture getting bigger, brighter, if it's a still, make it a movie, and do anything you want that makes it even more intense. Have the sounds come in there so you can really feel everything, and then just wallow in it. And as it disappears, just hold on to that feeling. And that's making the memory even better than it was. So the next time you think about it, I guarantee you, with the old personal development, old Cluffy guarantee, next time you think of that memory, it won't be as it was. It might not be quite as intense as we've just done it, but it'd be nearly that. And then you can get it even more intense. So it even gets bigger, stronger, more richer in every way, shape or form. Think of that, the visuals, the auditory, the kinesthetic, what you feel. Then smell, taste. Taste success, taste that wonderful feeling, and make them even richer, brighter, bolder. Have all the sounds go in. And then the next time you think about it, it'll be really cool, really great. And then you can, well, what a skill to have. So we can either push them away or make them bigger and brighter. And that thing about pushing them away, I'm bloody sure that the more you do that, the more it'll keep away. Because it's like, your unconscious mind will keep it over there. And then all you have to say to your unconscious mind is, okay, that old memory, before it disappears into the past where it belongs, what can I learn from that at the unconscious level? That's all you have to ask. What can I learn from that at the unconscious level? The learnings of which will allow me to be free and live my life with wonder. Whatever you choose, those type of words. And I guarantee you, the old Cluffy guarantee again, that you are going to have such a wonderful life, which is what we're here for, what this podcast is all about, is being able to develop ourselves in such a wonderful way. Because this little thing I get from people, some of the clients I meet, in fact, there was a lovely lady, young lady this morning, who was so down. Yeah, she really wanted to, well, she used to put other people ahead of herself. So she always tried to help other people. But when you're feeling down, you're not really helping other people that much. And they're not really around you when you're feeling down. It's not the best place to be. So I said to her, well, that's the most selfish thing you could do. And she looked at me like I've got two heads. How can that be selfish? I said, because here's the thing. If you're going to be unselfish, we're going to work with you. And in our work together, we're going to be able to create a life that gets you to feel wonderful, free, or whatever her intention was. It was like freedom and just feeling with clarity in her head and that type of thing. But by doing that, she would feel good. And then using that way of being, helping others, those others would actually just get the energy from her feeling that good, and they would feel even better. And because she's helping people who in that energy, and they're getting that energy and they're feeling better, she then would feel off that energy and help it. Oh, and it just keeps going, growing, and getting better and better. And the smile on her face as we were talking about that was absolutely magical. And it changed her state from down and depressed and anxious to something that she was really looking forward to. And that was just changing and reframing that way of being. And that's the type of skills we're doing. So that's what Personal Development Unplugged is all about. Changing the way you feel, creating a wonderful life for you, which means you create a wonderful life for others. Being the change you want to see in others. That's what it's all about. Anyway, I hope this has been some type of sense. I did have some notes about this, and I think I followed them a little bit, but I think I wandered as well. I do meander. So let's go and meander off together somewhere and create wonderful, wonderful memories that we'll love to talk about in such a way that will make our hearts sing with joy. Joy is such a wonderful, wonderful emotion to have in your body. Pure joy. It's lovely. So with that, take as much joy as you can, double it, treble it, and have a wonderful life. Enjoy every heartbeat. And maybe just wonder how much happiness you can stand today. Lovely things. Okay now. Bye till next time. And just before you go, I just wanted to say thank you for listening, but also, wouldn't it be nice if you had a friend that if they knew that you weren't feeling quite yourself, they recommended something like this if they felt it was something good for you. So if you have a friend that you feel could benefit from any of my podcasts here, please do share. Share with everyone you can think of. That would be really nice, really nice. And if you like, you can go to iTunes and you can subscribe. There's a subscribe bit there, and you'll get these podcasts come onto your device as and when they come along. I'm doing about two episodes a week now, so you can have the 5-minute quickie and the longer podcast for a little bit more in-depth work. So please do that. And if you're feeling so kind, that kind, if you could put a lovely review in where it says review, because that's where reviews go. I said I'll make it so simple, and in simplicity, there's genius. Yeah, please do. If you want to find out what I do, the other things I do, you can go to paulclough.co.uk. That's my website. And if you want to ask me a question, please email me, paul@paulclough.co.uk. Love to hear from you. We've got lots of things to do, and I just want to support you in creating your reality. Okay? So enjoy, have more happiness than you can stand, and shine so brightly and create that reality you love. Okay now. Bye-bye now.
Personal development.
Unplugged.